Well, what a difference a year makes, huh? As part of my preparation for our annual parish meeting today, I reflected back on my notes for last year's meeting on this same weekend in late January, back before some other things happened. My remarks that day centered on my belief and abiding sense that the Spirit is moving among us at St. Mark's and inspiring us in fertile ways. The annual report for this year bears witness to this in its manifold expressions of ministry that have taken shape in these last 12 months. And while our world has changed in a litany of ways to which we can all give voice in this new year, that bedrock belief that we are a community enthused with the Holy Spirit remains central to any message I have to share with you this morning as your dean and rector, which is to say that any report of positive developments in the face of pandemic challenges must be conditioned upon a trust that God is up to something here, with us and in us and through us for a purpose. Now, I will reflect more specifically on our common life in the Zoom session that follows this service, mentioning several points of particular joy and several persons who evoke gratitude for their efforts to ensure this community has thrived in these difficult times. I hope you'll join in that celebration in just a little bit. But in this moment, here in this service, let me say with fervent conviction that the Spirit is moving in this community wherever you may be. And I trust that this means we are being called into something new in a post-pandemic world. We just don't know yet what all that really looks like. For our purpose in focusing on that, though, I would like to use two metaphors to consider what we might mean by being called into something new in a post-pandemic world. The metaphors are chiasm and crucible. First, chiasm, which is a literary tool that pairs sentences in a poetic way, in stepwise fashion, to create a trajectory to the sentences, a sense of movement through them. A chiasm, from the Greek letter chi, or X, is a crossing. We find these chiasms in epic works like the Iliad and the Odyssey and Beowulf and Paradise Lost, and interestingly, several places in the Bible, including these eight verses from Mark's Gospel we just heard read. They form a chiasm, and we've formatted the text in your service leaflet this morning to demonstrate the movement in and through the chiasm, the crossing. So in this passage from Mark's Gospel, the first verse is paired with the last, 21 and 28. The 22nd verse with the 27th, 23rd with 26th, and 24th and 25th. You get it there. There's movement, though. In the first and the last, there's this sense of immediacy, of urgency. And then with 22 and 27, there's this amazement at what's taking place. And then there's the crying out. And then the pivot of it all is the engagement. The chiasm, you see, cracks the story open for us and invites us in with a sense of urgency and amazement and the crying out and the engagement. The crossing catalyzes the change in the man who is healed, but in Jesus too, and importantly, in the people who are amazed at his teaching with such authority. You see, there is conversion here. And I wonder how we might look on this last year through the lens of a chiasm drawing on similar movement from the initial urgency of closure last March. And then the amazing ways the fraying of our social fabric was revealed. And the cries of lament. And then the pivot of courage to engage real change. It begs the question, when we get to that pivot, will we turn back or press on? That day in the synagogue was a moment of truth for Jesus. Nothing was the same for him after that. His ministry was shaped by his cries for healing in the world and by people's amazement at what he said and did and the sense of urgency that this was his moment. And he embraced a courage to come into his true identity in that moment. There was no putting the genie back in the bottle after that moment at the Capernaum synagogue. It was a chiasm for Jesus, a crossroads out of which conversion happens and he keeps on going. It was a crucible moment for him and for those who followed him and indeed for the world. That's the second metaphor, crucible moment. We've heard that phrase used a lot this past year to describe our circumstances. I know I've used it a lot myself, applying it to our society and its crucible moment, and the church generally and its crucible moment, and St. Mark's specifically, and our crucible moment. We are in the midst of one, friends. I suspect you know the term. A crucible is a vessel used to heat metals at high temperatures to purify them or to prompt conversion of properties that make them stronger. The root of the word of crucible is crux, Latin for cross. It intends a crossing over. Movement from one state of existence to another, like chiasm. Surely we can say the church is in the midst of a crucible moment, being tried and tested, even purified perhaps, to become something new in this post-pandemic world in which we ease into. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle, friends. When we reopen, we will not return to the way things were. There is a sense of urgency to consider how we will be different, how we can prepare. Can we consider this, how this is our moment of conversion in which we claim our true identity in new and refreshing and vibrant ways? We cannot know how it will all turn out. We just have to trust that the Spirit is the fortifying source, the catalyst of that conversion. I will say to you, I am amazed at the challenges we've faced this past year and still face. But I am even more amazed and gratified at the adaptive ways we have forged a church community which cannot be physically together. Yes, I'm gratified, mostly, because I trust that God is calling us into a crossing over, into a new day, into a new way to be church in new in vibrant fashion. And I am glad I am making this journey with you all. And lest I leave you with the idea that all of this is unfolding at a community level only, let me invite you to consider the ways these metaphors are designed to work in our individual lives as well. I bid you reflect on chiasm and crucible moment, the ways that they are presenting to you in these extraordinary times. As a disciple of Jesus Christ who invites you to make the journey with him beyond conversion into what's new, consider it as a person of faith, trusting that the Spirit is moving in your life right this very moment. And consider it as a citizen of this society which is crying out in so many ways to just be left alone, to go back to the status quo, and yet is also deep down desperately wanting to change, to be freed from its demons. And you must ask yourself, what is your part in that? Urgency, amazement, crying out, an engagement, a crossing over into something new, a crucible moment for this church. My friends, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we could ever ask for or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church, and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.